bright, clear sky over a plain so wide that the rim of the heavens cut down on it around the entire horizon. Bright, clear sky today, tomorrow, and for all time to come. Ole Rovach's Giants in the Earth is a classic novel about pioneer life in the prairies of Dakota Territory. The book opens with that description of the prairie. Perhaps like me, you often visualize the Dakota landscape of a couple hundred years ago. I think about that more now during the winter months when the trees are bare and the big white blanket covers the landscape. And it really comes to mind for me when I drive down out of Turtle Mountain to Botno, when the landscape ahead for several miles is largely unobstructed. There are many descriptions about the prairies by early settlers and others. Many, perhaps most, invoke a sense of emptiness. The winter emptiness is perhaps most intense and comes up again in Rovach's book when the prairie is described as a gray waste, an empty silence, a boundless cold. Snow fell, snow flew, a universe of nothing but dead whiteness. Rose Wilder Lane in her novel Let the Hurricane Roar described the aftermath of a winter blizzard, and again I quote, "Under the immeasurably vast sky, a limitless expanse of snow refracted the cold glitter of the sun. Nothing stirred, nothing breathed. There was no movement other than ceaseless interplay of innumerable and unthinkably tiny rays of light. Air and sun and snow were the whole visible world, a world neither dead nor alive." Unquote. Theodore Roosevelt also made several observations about the winter in the Badlands in his book Ranch Life and a Hunting Trail. Again, I quote here, "When the days have dwindled to their shortest, and the nights seem never-ending, then all the great northern plains are changed into an abode of iron desolation. All the land is like granite. The great rivers stand still in their beds, as if turned to frosted steel. The great white country wrapped in a powdery snowdrift seems like another land. When the sun is out, the glare from the endless white stretches dazzles the eyes. And if the gray snow clouds hang low and only let a pale, wan light struggle through the lonely wastes, becomes fairly appalling in their desolation. For hour after hour, a man may go on and see no sign of life except perhaps a big white owl sweeping noiselessly by." Unquote. So as you travel the region this winter, try to imagine and visualize that landscape before European settlement. I'm Chuck Lara.